endeavor. But with me right now in the studio is Johan Minnar, who is the proud proprietor, the owner of Joe's Bushveld. Welcome to you.
Thank you so much.
Oh, I got you on the wrong mic. There we go.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure. I popped into Joe's Bushveld. Now, it's, to give you an idea where it is, on Bolito Drive, heading down the hill, past the fire station, towards the sea, you come across the Shiptech Garage. Okay, now that's your landmark. Next to that is a set of shops and a kind of, there's a gym on the top of that set of shops. You know it, I'm sure. If you've been a Bolitoite for any length of time, you definitely will know those stores. And that's where you'll find Joe's Bushveld. Now, tell us about the store. It's an interesting concept.
Yeah, so this store actually opened about 6 months ago. And the reason why we started is I have a love for braaiing and meat. And I decided, well, came and visited my sister. And unfortunately, didn't have a great experience with braaiing. So that's where we got the idea from. And we got some decent wood. We brought wood from Tabazimbi. And also our meat, we try and get most of it from Northwest. So we're trying something else in Bolito and bringing different quality in.
Is the meat different in the Northwest?
Yeah, I believe so, definitely.
What makes the difference?
Well, definitely your meat you get from that side, it depends on the grass they eat that side. So all the stuff the cows eat, literally, you can taste it in the meat. So from my personal experience, it just tastes better. I'm not saying Bolito is bad, but from my personal experience.
So this is what you would call artisanal. It's really, yes. You've identified the farms, the farmers, yeah. That you know the area, you know the beef. And is it all beef or is some of it other wild creatures?
So at this stage, it's only the beef. We're working on getting some venison in as well. If the demand picks up, unfortunately, it's just beef is now the biggest demand. So as soon as the demand picks up, I'm definitely looking into getting venison. And then we're going to get some braai meat and stuff in as well that opens the variety a bit more.
Okay. You also, I see, stock very good hard wood.
Yes, yes.
Because that's the key to a good braai.
No, definitely. So, yeah, I have the yellow oak and geel oak from Tabazimbi, and it's proper. It's very dry and good and gives you perfect coals.
That's what you need, and it's so difficult to find. You know, I'm not a fan of charcoal. I don't know why. It kind of tastes like chemicals.
It does, and the thing is, it reminds you of that Bushveld experience of like relaxation. If you can smell the smoke,
with a real wood smoke. Yes. Oh yeah, man! Absolutely, it's like perfume. It's just gorgeous.
It it's nature's perfume. Yeah,
it is. So now, what hours do you trade?
Okay, so from Monday to Friday, we open from 9 to 6, and then Saturdays is from 9 to 2, and then public holidays, it's also from 9 to 2.
And a Sunday?
Yeah, Sunday we take the day off, and that's my time when I can have a braai.
Okay, so don't go there on a Sunday, but any other day of the week, just make sure that you... If you're listening to this and you just tuned in and you're wondering what we're talking about, we're talking about a wonderful new Bushveld experience at the coast. It's called Joe's Bushveld, and yes. It's in that little center. I don't know what the name of the center is, but right next to the Shiptech Garage. You cannot go wrong. Next to the Shiptech Garage, you'll find a couple of little stores below a gym, and I think the ADT security headquarters below that. That's where you'll find Joe's Bushveld. Pop in, you'll be amazed. They got the most fantastic biltong. Biltong! Everyone, I think, in South Africa, it's kind of the national thing, isn't it, hey?
Yeah, definitely.
And what is the secret to good biltong?
Well, definitely the meat you get, and that's why I said I get my meat from mostly from Northwest region, and then the quality, the spices, and the love you put into it.
Do you make your own biltong?
Yeah. So we make it ourselves. It's me and my brother-in-law. And we spice it ourselves, dry it ourselves. So, yeah, that's basically everything we do there.
It's a family recipe. Is it a traditional recipe?
It is a traditional recipe with a little bit of secret stuff from the family. Yeah.
Without giving away any secrets, what is the process for turning a good piece of beef into a good stucky biltong?
Well, the start is the quality of meat, get decent quality of meat, and everybody loves a piece of fat on the side, so... Get a decent slice of that, and then you take it back, spice it, use some ingredients that we put with it, and then it needs to dry for about 3-4 days, and we do air dry, so it definitely makes an effect on the meat as well. It just tastes better. And that's the process we use, yeah.
Do you prefer biltong a little wetter, or do you like it really dry?
Well, definitely for me, I like it wet. Certain people, depends on them, they like it dry and wet. So that's in the shop. We'll always have a section where we have a dry section and then a medium section. So you as a customer can walk into the shop and then basically you can choose whichever side you want, how you want it, and then we can slice it up for you. So it's all depends on what you want.
Wow. Well, folks, there it is. If you want a slice of heaven that is, well, it's real, it's authentic, it's artisanal, it's done with love and in the real traditions of Die Bosveld, you can enjoy not only the best biltong in, I must be careful because we have a lot of friends that do good biltong, but I reckon the Bosveld biltong is just, it's got something special. You'll enjoy it for sure. And then, of course, if you're going to have a braai with the right ingredients, and of course that is the wood that we're talking about, you got good stock of hardwood, have you?
Yes, so I have a stock, big stockpile, so yeah, we won't run out of wood soon.
Excellent news. Joe's Bosveld, go and support him. He's a hell of a nice guy, and it's so important, I think, in our small ish town, growing too fast for my liking, but there it is. It's still small enough to be able to find the gems and support local business, because it helps to stimulate the economy and to make sure that the variety that we have currently stays good, solid, strong, and we do this as a community together. So Johan Menard, my very special guest. This will be up as a podcast shortly, so you don't need to write anything down, but do you have a presence that one can look at? Is there a Facebook page or a website?
So at this stage, I'm busy with the Facebook page as well. I'm advertising on Belito Facebook groups and social media on WhatsApp, and we are busy now currently doing a website for us as well. So yeah.
And if someone wants to get hold of you, have you got a contact number?
It's 082-564-6349, or they can just send us an email at joesbosveld@gmail.com.
That's Johan Menard from Joe's Bosveld, my special guest on a Thursday morning. Thanks so much for popping in. No. Oh, and thanks for the biltong.
Oh, perfect.
This is we're going to love it. So go and support Joe at Joe's Bosveld. You will absolutely thank me later. And of course, I will thank you for supporting local, because that's what makes the economy turn.